Hello and welcome to this special edition of the RHS Gardening Podcast, focusing on our world-renowned RHS flower shows. I'm Jenny Bowden, one of the horticultural advisors based here at RHS Garden Wisley in Surrey. Throughout the year, the RHS organises shows around the UK, glorious highlights of the gardening calendar, a focus for designers, international growers and nurseries, and an opportunity for gardeners of all ages to experience the best that the gardening world has to offer, with show gardens, expert advice and above all, inspiration. As well as our four main shows, there are also events held at our four RHS gardens and RHS headquarters in London. As the show season draws to a close for this year and early bird tickets go on sale for next, let's take a look back at some of the highlights of 2015 in shows with RHS show manager Lucinda Costello.
2015 has been an absolutely fabulous year for shows. We had a big anniversary at Hampton Court. We celebrated 25 years of this amazing flower show, the biggest show in the world, and saw some absolutely fabulous show gardens and floor marquee that just, you know, I think blew everyone away. Everyone who walked through those doors into that floor marquee had their breath taken away. We also saw a record year for visitors at our show in Cardiff. It kicks off the gardening year. It's one that we all have great affection for because it just says spring and it's in such a fabulous location on Bute Park in the grounds of Cardiff Castle. We've seen outstanding levels of RHS medals this year as well, and that indicates the quality of exhibits and it gives the shows their world-class reputation. And to top all that off, we pretty much enjoyed amazing weather across the board, and that meant that our visitors could enjoy the shows at their very best. The preview evening at Hampton Court was particularly magical with, I think a lot of people really enjoyed bringing their picnics and lolling around on the long water and then watching the fireworks. So yeah, we've had a really fabulous year.
And 2016 looks set to be just as exciting.
So we've got so much to look forward to in 2016. Cardiff enjoyed a record year in 2015 and we're already seeing high ticket sales for 2016. Whilst it's the RHS's major presence in Wales, it's such a short hop from Bristol, Bath and the South Cotswolds, and I'd like to encourage more gardeners from these areas to come and see what they've been missing. Hampton, we're enjoying the 10th anniversary of the conceptual gardens. It's the area where we encourage designers to be as free-thinking as they would like to be, and it's the area where we explore gardens as art and as installations. We've also got a great new cook and grow feature, and we'll be bringing together nurseries, top chefs, food producers. There'll be a lot of interactive content, talks, demonstrations, and it'll be part of the show where you'll really be able to get inspiration to get the best from your fruit and veg, whether that's homegrown or whether you go to your local farmers market and take it all home. Big news at Hampton is our butterfly dome. We're all super excited about this. You can get up close to these fascinating creatures, and we're bringing butterflies to the show in partnership with our science department and our team at Wisley. It'll be lots of fun and a real spectacle, but you'll also go away having learned plenty about what we can all do to create homes for wildlife in our gardens. On Saturday at Hampton, we'll be increasing the content for families. So we're hoping that grandparents, parents and budding young gardeners will come and enjoy the day together. At Tatton, we've got some really exciting new features. The vineyard is an area where you can come and relax, listen to music, learn all there is to know about wine and growing grapes in your own garden. There'll be wine tastings, cultural talks and demonstrations, and grapevines to buy that'll thrive in UK climate. We're also introducing a vertical garden area where visitors can come and find out how to make the very most of very modest spaces. Whether you're gardening in the middle of the city, so if you're in the centre of Manchester, if you're a local visitor, or in a courtyard garden out in Cheshire. And I think, you know, our walls in our gardens are an area that are quite often forgotten or neglected, or perhaps, you know, we'll put a climber up it and be done with it, but there's so much more that you can do with those vertical spaces. And being as Tatton is in high summer, it's just a brilliant place to come and get summer planting ideas and inspiration, look at planting combinations, and then speak with the growers and choose some plants to take home with you. We've got big plans for our show out at Malvern. Beautiful, beautiful part of the world. I think it's a lot of people's favourite showground with the backdrop of the Malvern Hills. It's a show where we really bring together gardening and food. The Cookery Theatre will see some top celebrity chefs. We're developing that area, again, very much in the pipeline at the moment, but bringing together growers, chefs, and inspiring our visitors to take those ideas home. So for Chelsea 2016, I can't give too much away at this stage, but there are some really exciting gardens this year, including one that will be truly groundbreaking. We're all sort of feverishly excited about one in particular. We're welcoming some major new content into the Great Pavilion too, but don't worry, the world-class nurseries from the UK and overseas will still be on centre stage. The London show's calendar is seeing some big changes, adventures out into the city. So we're teaming up with London Farmers Markets and also Lambeth Country Fair to take what we do here in our halls in Vincent Square out into the city, into communities. We're introducing a couple of new shows. So we've got the Urban Garden Show. We'll be focusing quite heavily on houseplants there because, you know, that's all the space that some of us have got. And we're also launching quite a big new Christmas show. Of course, the really, really big news is that in June 2017, we're launching a major new show at Chatsworth in Derbyshire. The plans are still in the pipeline, but what we do know, it'll be a groundbreaking event. It's going to be a gardening show for now and for the future, and we will be sharing things with our visitors that, you know, we've never seen before. So we're in very, very exciting times.
Don't forget, if you're an RHS member, you can buy your tickets at a special members rate before they go on sale to the public in early December. And if you buy tickets to RHS flower shows Hampton Court Palace and Tatton Park before the 29th of February, members can make early bird savings of up to an extra 15% on show tickets. See rhs.org.uk/shows for more information. So, what makes visiting RHS flower shows so special? Here's plantsman Matthew Biggs and designers James Alexander Sinclair and Adam Frost.
My name is Matthew Biggs and I'm an RHS Woody Plant Committee member. The RHS shows are absolutely wonderful for anybody who wants inspiration, particularly for those who are looking for plants. I love visiting the shows because, and every time I go, I think, you know, where can you go apart from an RHS show where there are nursery people from the north of Scotland to Penzance who come together into one place? You just have to turn up to the one place. They bring their plants, whether they be bog plants, gladioli, whatever they may be, they bring them to one place and you have at your disposal a mass of plants to buy that have come to you rather than you going all the way to them.
Adam Frost, garden designer, and we are at Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. Flower shows, they're a massive celebration in reality of what we do, horticulture, right through. You think about every skill set that's here, right through, you know, more or less to a science skill set, right through to sort of fine arts. You know, there's everything, and it's all displayed in one space. So everything from designers to landscapers to there's horticulturists out there, then you've got artists, sculptures. There's everybody here. So I think to bring the public to one place, and things like, you know, my academy lot, they're all been introduced here. So they're both groups are having a day each here, and they're walking around selling badges for the RHS, you know, for Young Hort and whatever. So, you know, in a sense, they're being exposed to it and they'll talk to the public. And so, in short, yeah, I think they're massively important.
Hello, my name is James Alexander Sinclair. You can see a flower on the television, but you cannot smell it. You cannot watch it waving gently in the breeze. You cannot see everything around it. You cannot hear other people's reactions to it, and that's what it's about. A flower show is much more of a sort of community experience. It's where you're visiting something and you're seeing it with other people. You're seeing it in real life. It's like going to see a band. Is not the same as listening to a CD. And so this is the equivalent of coming to Glastonbury, but for gardeners.
As James Alexander Sinclair mentioned, nothing beats the sight, sounds and scents of being at an RHS flower show. Garden designer James Basson, who designed the 2015 gold medal winning L'Occitane garden at Chelsea, agrees.
You can't smell Chelsea on television. And Chelsea is not all about the gardens. Chelsea is about that passion that people, 2-3 years we were here and it was almost sleeting, and all these people are here taking pleasure, and that energy is extremely wonderful.
And as award-winning designer and former curator of RHS Garden Hyde Hall, Matthew Wilson agrees that passion is what makes it so inspirational.
You know, Chelsea is often referred to as the greatest horticultural show on earth. From my perspective, what this show does, and it does like nothing else, is it puts horticulture in right on the front pages, right on BBC One, BBC Two, everywhere, for the duration of the show. It is the ultimate showcase for nurserymen, for florists, garden designers, landscapers. Our whole industry benefits from Chelsea because it's saying this is important, this is something we should be proud of and excited about. And yes, it's part of the social calendar, and yes, on gala night there'll be 1,000 people looking like penguins waddling around with glasses of champagne, whatever. I'm interested in how people react, both as visitors here, but also the millions, possibly even billions of people worldwide who see this on TV and are inspired to go out and garden themselves. That's what makes it important.
Chelsea is the world's most renowned flower show. So what is it that makes it so special? Here's designer of 2015's Best in Show Garden at Chelsea, Dan Pearson.
I think Chelsea is incredibly exciting because it's caught between spring and summer, that week or 2 weeks that are just between those two seasons. And what the people who have come to the show managed to do is just bring a little bit of summer forwards often, so that you're stealing a march on time, so those roses that you've just been waiting for at home are out in flower, and the lilies which are just around the corner are there. And so there's this incredible sense of anticipation in the stands at the show, and you always see things here. There's always something that's new. I have been coming to the show since I was 10. That's 40 years ago now, and every year I manage to find something which delights me. And you don't get that by sitting at home watching it on TV.
Lucinda Costello.
I think that Chelsea is a real place that you can take inspiration from and create things back in your own garden. But also it's the catwalk, as everybody says, and we enjoy bringing that kind of fairy tale aspect of gardening. There's no harm in having some fun when you're growing.
With over 100 years of show gardens at Chelsea, we asked some of this year's designers to pick their favourites. Dan Pearson.
Beth Chateau's stands at the Chelsea Flower Show in the 70s were what really got me excited about the use of naturalistic planting. And I think Beth was absolutely pivotal in changing the way that the stands feel. And, you know, they are a direct result today of work that she did back in the 70s. And her work, I think, is something that I'll always refer to in my mind and come back to as being an inspiration. And this is the place where those things happen. And there will be people who are doing it now for people of future generations. And it always has been like that, and which is what makes it the unique thing that it is.
James Basson.
Sarah Ebley's Mars Garden. Sarah Ebley created this garden probably about 7 years ago called the Mars Garden, and was on Main Avenue. And I think she planted it with salads, and it was rock, concrete and salads. And it was so bold and so charismatic, it sent me on my way.
Matthew Wilson.
Tom Stuart Smith's gardens, I think, not just one, but probably pretty much all of them. And just looking at them and thinking, wow, you're on another level. You know, we can only aspire to that level of greatness. He had a succession of gardens in the noughties that just elevated design to another level in terms of really stripping it back, making it quite simple, but also making it incredibly beautiful and structural. You know, it's very easy with these gardens to be a bit shouty and look at me. And his gardens weren't shouty and look at me. They were just incredibly classy and stylish and beautiful and very, very well executed. And I remember coming here on a Sunday morning to have a look around the show when it was still in build, and everywhere there were people in high-vis jackets swarming around doing last-minute cleaning and etc. And there was Tom in the middle of his garden, serenely waving a hose around. And I thought, yeah, that's how I want to be.
I'm Jenny Bowden, and you're listening to the RHS Gardening Podcast Show's special. For more information on how you can buy tickets now for our 2016 shows, just go to rhs.org.uk/shows. Now, it's not all about Chelsea. 2015 was a landmark year for the RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, which celebrated its 25th year. Here's show manager Dave Green to tell us how they marked this momentous occasion.
Well, to celebrate the anniversary, we've created an anniversary maze to link to the palace's maze. It includes 300 metres of hedging, and it covers 900 square metres in total. So you can walk around there and get lost inside. There's tunnels, smoke machines, fountains, rose scents around some of the corners. So it's really an immersive and interactive feature at the show, a real highlight for the anniversary. As well as that, outside the floral marquee, we've created a floral birthday cake, 4 metres high, with candles all over it to celebrate. Well, the feast zone is new this year, so we've introduced it to really highlight growing and eating and the connections between the two. So we've got a great cookery theatre with some high-profile people in there. Greg Wallace is here at the weekend. James Wong's doing some speaking. Alice Fowler's going to be in there, so we've got some great names in there. And just next to that, we've got the Great Tastes Chalets. So that, it's lots of food cellars, all in small wooden huts where you can go and sample artisan produce from jams to chutneys to sausages. So that'll be the place to be. And then we've also got some lovely gardens. We've created one with Raymond Blanc's son, Ollie Blanc, and Chris Collins, the Blue Peter gardener, and it's called the Henry Lewerme Garden. It's all about community gardening and gardening in schools and connecting people, growing and eating together.
Dave Green, show manager at RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. A personal highlight for me at Hampton Court Palace every year is the Rose of the Year. Here's Marilyn Stevens, project manager of Roses UK.
One of the unique things about the Festival of Roses at this show is that the people that are actually here exhibiting the roses are rose growers. They are nursery growers. They're almost what you might possibly call boutique growers. It's a personal experience. They know roses really well. Some of the growers are also rose breeders, such as Harkness. They breed roses. David Austin roses sell lovely roses. They breed them, as do Peter Beals. And that's a wonderful thing to see. It's people who are really close to the plant.
Marilyn Stevens from Roses UK at this year's Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. Here's plantsman Matthew Biggs.
One of my favourite shows is the RHS show at Tatton. I love it because it's self-contained. It's not so large that it's overwhelming. There's a whole range of plants that will grow in Midlands, the north of England, and it brings in a completely different style. I worked there several times, and one of the pleasures that I had over two or three years now is that each time I go there, I'm asked to do a short video for the RHS detailing my top 10 plants. So I actually get an early look to see what's there, and there are some great plants, and some of the nurseries at Tatton are nurseries that you don't find at the other RHS shows, and I think that's refreshing too. So you're bringing in a new set of plants, a new angle on the whole thing. The other thing that I love about it is that it has a wonderful style. I'm not sure whether it's just the style that's sort of percolating through from Cheshire where it is, but the people are always beautifully dressed. They're very friendly. And it's a chance to mix and meet with other gardeners. I would have to admit that it's my favourite show. It is my favourite show. For the most part, the sun shines, the people are friendly, the plants are fantastic, the opportunity to buy, you know, spades and forks and the kind of practical element of gardening is represented there. And anybody who has never been to Tatton Park, I would urge you to go, because do you know what? You're missing out on a real treat.
And here's Tatton Assistant Show Manager Isabel Coulter with some of Tatton's highlights in 2015.
We've got our Young Designer of the Year gardens. There's three finalists that have spent the whole year working towards putting on their first show garden. And we've actually crowned the winner this year. We had two golds and a silver gilt in total for the gardens, but Tamara Bridge got the title of RHS Young Designer of the Year. So that was a really great achievement for her, but also the three finalists have done so well. They're some of our top gardens of the whole show. And then, of course, we've got the classic show gardens, which are always very popular. Perennial, the gardening charity, is here, and they've done sort of a very large garden, which is really going down well with all the visitors. We've got one that looks a bit like the pyramid stage from Glastonbury, so that's quite cool. And in the sunshine, all the lights and the colours, looks quite magical. So I'll definitely be trying to sit on there at the end of the show and just enjoying the sunshine. It's a great show. There's lots going on. Again, aside from the gardens, we've got all the plants. And we've got 76 people in the floral marquees, so all the true nurseries that are growing the plants. They know all their stuff. They're the real experts of the plants world. So visitors won't go short of being able to buy plants and get expert advice on their particular favourites. We've got plenty of talks and workshops, so you can go and find out how to make a nice cute buttonhole for a wedding, or you can work out how you've got to plant your potatoes or like lay your turf. So it's all very practical for real gardeners, as well as sort of having a nice day out at the same time.
Isabel Coulter at Tatton Park 2015. As Isabel mentioned, RHS flower shows are the place to meet and talk to experts from the country's leading plant nurseries and to get unparalleled info on their chosen specialisms. Here's Matthew Biggs.
These are specialist nurseries, and so you can ask anyone about hardy plants, carnivorous plants, alpines. All of the plants are there, trees and shrubs. You can then say, I would like to buy this plant, I've fallen for it, and you'll do that a lot. But then you can say, but, you know, where does it need to go? How do I grow it? What kind of soil does it like? Feeding, watering, climate? And then you can make that decision. So I think the idea that you've got the best of British nurseries in one location, probably near to your home, you can buy from them. The plants you know will be of good quality. You will know that they'll be correctly labelled as well. So what you see is what you get. The other thing is that you can buy them in flower. So that's something that helps too. So you've got the right colour that you want, the shape that you want, a plant that you love. You've got it correctly labelled. You know it's been grown well. You then have an expert to ask about it.
And nurserymen and women aren't the only experts you'll find at RHS shows. As part of the RHS Advisory Service, myself and my colleagues are at all the shows to answer questions and offer advice to show visitors. Here's RHS Horticultural Advisor Lee Hunt.
It's particularly nice to record some of the Q&As at the flower shows too, because obviously we are normally stuck in a room, but to have real people asking real questions just gives it that sense of excitement as well, because you're literally hearing the problems that they have in their garden and how they're responding to that as well, and the follow-on questions, because if you know what it's like, you don't have one question, you often have many about the same thing. So it gives a much fuller picture. I'm sure it makes people more aware as well that the advice team are there and they can approach us and we are friendly, so they can come and see us at the flower show. The good news is maybe it worked already, because we had almost 40% more inquiries at last year's shows. So perhaps we've been seeing you all already. But if you haven't been, come up and speak to us.
Our London shows also offer visitors the chance to attend a wide programme of talks and hands-on demonstrations, exploring all aspects of gardening, as London show manager Jorge Rodriguez Martin explains.
The RHS London shows are a unique experience in the sense that we are based in central London, where many people don't have that access. They might not be interested and they don't know they are interested in gardening. So we are a platform in the centre of London for the nurseries to exhibit and the public to visit and to find out more and to learn. And they're also a platform for our Greening Great Britain programme, and we want to spread the word. We want to everybody to get involved, schools to elderly people, just to make sure that everybody makes a little bit, and then we hopefully will gain in a few years' time a much greener Britain.
Above all, RHS shows bring communities from across the gardening spectrum together, from show-winning gardens, international designers, and importantly, local gardening communities. They provide a place we can all call home.
So in their most basic form, RHS shows are about plants and people coming together. They're a real celebration of growing, of enjoyment, whether you are just sowing your first seed and marvelling at it coming up, or whether you've got an acre and mature trees, coming together with community groups, with designers from around the world. It's an astonishing place to get inspiration to take home and just to be amongst lovely people who have a passion for making their environment a better place and for sharing that love of gardening.
With so much to see, smell and do, we can't wait for our 2016 show calendar to begin. Make sure you don't miss out by getting in early. Tickets for RHS members went on sale on the 2nd of November and sales open to the general public on the 1st of December. Tickets are always in high demand, so do order yours early. Early bird tickets are available to the shows at Hampton Court Palace and Tatton Park, giving extra discounts of up to 15%. See rhs.org.uk/shows for more information. And if you're stuck for a gift for a friend or a loved one this Christmas, why not share the joy of gardening with them by buying them a show's ticket voucher? See rhs.org.uk/shows gift voucher. We'll be back next week with another RHS Gardening podcast. Until then, from me, Jenny Bowden, and all the RHS Gardening podcast team, goodbye.